Good morning. You're listening to Central Wisconsin's 24-hour information station, WFHR. It's time now for the Morning Magazine.
Welcome, everyone, to Morning Magazine for this October 18th, 2022, 10:05 on the clock, and you got your host, James J. Mailoff, here. At 10:30, we're going to welcome in CEO of your United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties, Terry Johns, get an update from them. Right now, joining us on the phone, our good friend Caitlin Riley, Director of Communications and Outreach with the Wisconsin Beef Council. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning, James?
Doing good over here. How's things going over on your end?
They're good. You know, I was a little surprised when it started snowing in the southern area of the state yesterday, but I'm sure you guys are ones who are saying that we southern Wisconsiners can't complain.
Yeah, right. Yeah, definitely. Can't tell you how great it is to have you on, Caitlin. Really was looking forward to this. And actually talked to a little bit of our audience about the Wisconsin Beef Council recently, and so it kind of worked out really well. And before we dive into some of the cool things that are going on with the council and something really interesting that you guys have done digitally, I would like to just touch on real quick, for those that don't know, what is the Wisconsin Beef Council?
Yeah, so the Wisconsin Beef Council is a nonprofit organization, and we are funded by our Wisconsin farmers. So every time that a bovine exchanges hands, we collect a dollar and we invest that into education, promotion, and outreach. And what we are is basically a one-stop shop for folks who have questions about beef. Maybe you have a chuck roast in your freezer and you don't know what to do with it. We have a whole cohort of recipes on our website, beeftips.com, so beef tips like the dish that you might enjoy. We have cooking information on there, nutrition information about beef. You know, are you maybe wanting to watch some things in your diet or looking for ways to get more protein, iron, and zinc in your lives? We have that information on there, as well as my favorite page, Raising Beef, where we show people what our boots on the ground farmers are doing to raise and care for their cattle and the land right here in the state of Wisconsin. So like I said, kind of a one-stop shop for all beef resources. And we get plenty of phone calls here too of folks who just call and say, I want to chat through this recipe, or I have this question, what can you do to help me?
Well said, Caitlin. Thank you for that. I have to say, too, for journalistic purposes, I'm a carnivore. I love beef. I love eating. I'm all things beef. I'm a big fan. So just to let that be known, that going into the conversation here, big
There's
fan
a little
of beef.
Bias
little bias.
Right
little bias. And I don't think I'm alone on that one. I'm pretty sure the majority of our audience can relate to that. One of the things that I love, though, is not just getting good food, getting good meat and everything, but local good meat. And being able to know that, okay, this hamburger I'm eating, this is coming from a Wisconsin cow. This is coming, like those kind of things. It means a lot to us here in the Midwest. That's something that you guys have also been able to help people with, too, as far as getting that kind of information.
That's right. We just started what's called the Wisconsin Local Beef Directory. We know we want customers to feel safe wherever they're purchasing beef, whether that is through the grocery store or through their local farmer, but we know sometimes it can be hard to create that connection with the farmer. You know, where do you even begin? So this is an area where we reached out to our Wisconsin beef producers and we said, hey, we want to feature you, we want to list you, we want to help share your story. And so if you go on that website, beeftips.com, and click on that Raising Beef tab, there's an interactive map where we have pinpoints that have the farm name on there, and they say, hey, I sell farm in the Wausau area, or I sell beef in the Wisconsin Rapids area. And you can just scroll down and see a little bit more about them. Some of them are very interactive online, and they have a website, an Instagram account, a Facebook account. And so you can go through and you can not only purchase their beef, but you can get that in-depth look as to what they're doing on their day-to-day operation. And we'll also see on there, you know, some are marked as being beef quality assurance or farmers assuring responsible management certified. So learning a little bit more about that process and what that means for our producers who are enrolling in this voluntary program to make sure that they are providing the highest quality care of their animals. And so we were really excited about this. When we first launched it, our goal was to have 25 farms listed by the end of the year, and I believe now we're up to more than 90 farms that have their information on this website spread across the state of Wisconsin.
This is so darn cool. It's just an awesome idea, Caitlin. Where did this come from?
You know, we've heard from other state beef councils who had implemented this. You know, we're the Wisconsin Beef Council, but there's actually 44 state beef councils. So, you know, you have the Iowa version, the Minnesota version, and we don't just stay in our own little silos and do our own thing. We like to share ideas. We like to collaborate because some of the greatest ideas out there are things that we've borrowed from someone else. And we heard from, I believe it was the Colorado and the Montana Beef Council, who said that they had implemented this, and it was really great for them because it was that access for consumers who are wanting to find beef in their area, but also it's a great way for the beef council themselves to chat with their local farmers who might have questions about what we're doing with their farmer dollar. So it was really a win-win on both ends. And so we worked with one of the largest contractors to the beef checkoff, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, and they helped us set up the website design and everything. But it was just, it goes down to someone having a great idea somewhere else and being gracious enough to share it.
That's really cool to hear. The directory itself is so interesting. I've got it pulled up right now in front of me, and I just look, okay, I see Stevens Point, and I click on that, and Bighorn Farm pops up. There's the other ones, there's like in Wausau, there's Yates Family Grass Feed Beef. So this is really unique. It's a great way of being able to do the things that Caitlin was saying there. The other part of this that I thought of, and I'm so glad you touched on, Caitlin, it's great for us as consumers. Like, you know, I want local good beef. Here I go. I can find it locally in my near my zip code or in my zip code. But the farmers' end of this, where farmers being able to share information with other farmers, northern and southern, you know, Wisconsin farmers sharing info and all these things, that seems like another added bonus to this.
It really is. And I think that's just a staple of the agriculture industry. Mm-hmm. You know, you have a lot of businesses out there that they have their trademark secrets and they're going to do whatever they can to keep them. But agriculture is really all about sharing and helping one another survive the business and industry and thrive, because they all have those common goals of producing a high quality product, caring for their animals and caring for the land. And one thing too, you know, this beef that these farms that you shared are selling, they're feeding that to their own families too. Mm-hmm. And so it kind of really brings it full circle where, of course, they're putting the best care and practices in because they care about what they feed their families in the same way that we care about what we feed ours.
It's a great point, and I think adds to the not only to the where we're buying these products, why we're buying these products, but the flavor and how we enjoy them as well. And there's another part of that too that you bring up, Caitlin, because I'll be honest, I've said this to you, and I've said it to like our ag industry people who have joined us on this show. I'm a city boy. I don't know much about this world. I'm learning more and more about it the older I get. And the more I learn, the more I realize stuff I did not know and did not appreciate. Most of us grow up with an understanding of business. It's a competitive industry, whatever industry you're talking about. So we kind of assume, well, farming, ag industry, that's going to be just as competitive as any other business. But there might be some competitiveness, but it does not mean that they don't share info, that they don't share what's working for this soil, what might work for your soil, or that kind of thing. And I think that that's a for the, especially coming from the backbone of our country in the farming industry, I think that's a good example for the rest of us that we can learn from, that we can see from. And it's certainly beneficial when you have things like this on the website.
Absolutely. And James, it's so important that people are open and say, I don't know about this and I have questions, because we can find you those answers. You know, I was fortunate. I grew up on a dairy farm and we recently transitioned to the beef industry, and they are very different animals. And I can honestly say, as someone who grew up in agriculture, I don't know all there is to know about beef. So I'm still learning right along with you. And so I think that that's what's so important, is that we want our consumers being comfortable asking those questions and reaching out, because there's really nothing too silly to ask about. And I have a great staff here, great staff members who I go to quite frequently, and I say, hey, I don't understand this, or Angie's our beef lady in the office who does all of our asking on TV recipes. And I just had a gentleman last week call and say, I have this chuck roast, it's about 4 pounds, what can I do with it? And I said, hang on, let me get Angie, because she's my local expert. So that's what I love, you know, like you said about this directory, we're putting your local experts right there in a searchable format.
Mm-hmm. The other part of this, too, that I enjoy is the taking something that most of us have enjoyed our whole lives, like beef, and we've eaten in a million different varieties, and then giving people an option for something new to do with that. Like, for every local place that you go to get your beef that you're familiar with, and maybe you've been going there for years, you look at this directory and you realize, wow, over in Marshfield, just about 20 minutes away from me, there's this other acre, this Eagle Views Acres, and I haven't heard of them. Maybe I'll try them. And it gives you a chance to try new meats, to try new beef from different places and everything. That's kind of a cool part of this, too.
Absolutely, and not just different beef from, different farms, but also different cuts. Maybe that farmer says, hey, you know what, I've been taking this in, and I actually really like this cut of beef that maybe you've never tried before. And on that local beef directory on the right-hand side, there's a trending beef cuts tab you click on. And right now, it's not really surprising, some of those trending cuts that are on there, like stew meat, we're getting into stew season, mm-hmm. things like that. But, there's cuts out there that can fit anyone's budget or taste or whatever they're looking for, and we just maybe have never heard of them or don't know how to cook them. And so that's another fun thing. Each of these farmers have their own trusted processor that they go to, and they might specialize in something different than what the processor does down the road. So it's always fun to experiment.
We're speaking with Caitlin Riley from the Wisconsin Beef Council. And as we're talking about these things, Caitlin, you kind of touched on it a little bit there. I did want to mention that it's another great resource as well for recipes, and a great place to go for recipes or to bounce ideas off of people. There is a fantastic site that you can piggyback right going from the beeftips.com website to go to beefitswhatsfordinner.com. And there you can go ahead and find a whole bunch of recipes and different things like that.
And that website's really great, too, not only because who doesn't love saying beef is what's for dinner, also you can go in there and they have that cut guide where you can search and it'll pull up. So let's say you're digging in your freezer tonight, James, and you're like, I didn't realize I had this in here. You can search for the cut. It'll give you some historical information about the cut and like where it comes from on the animal. And it'll also say, here's some recipes that cut fits well into, which I think that's just awesome. It's a fun way to learn and try new things. And if people are curious, about cooking and want some more information, we did restart our virtual cooking classes. So we knew summer people were going to be busy. And so we wanted to kick them back off in the fall. We actually have one coming up this Thursday, if anyone is interested. It's going to be a slider recipe, King's Hawaiian and Grillo's Pickles Beef and Queso Sliders. So if you just want to try something new, hop online and cook with other people who have questions about beef. We make these fun, we make them interactive, and we want people to do whatever they're the most comfortable with. If you want to have your Zoom camera on and be cooking along with us, great. If you would rather have your camera off but still want to cook along and pop on every once in a while and ask questions, that's fine too. I really enjoy these virtual cooking classes. They're just a great way to get together, bond, and talk about beef.
You went right where I wanted to go next, Caitlin. I wanted to get into this with you. I do have to say, between us, Caitlin, just you and I really enjoy talking with you. From now on, though, I'm going to require you to bring me a hamburger before our interview or something, because I get so hungry talking to you. It's so.
Oh, man, it's terrible working here.
Oh, I can't imagine.
I'm editing recipe videos, and I'm ready for lunch at 9 in the morning.
I'm really glad this came up. You're so right. It is tailgating season. Sliders are perfect for that. This is a great recipe. I'm going to try this one this weekend, I think, because there's something about the Hawaiian bun with it that just seems really, really mouthwatering to me. That is cool. It's something, it's a product that we've been making forever. It's nice to have these different spins that we can put on these things.
Yes, absolutely. And that's one of the things that we've really been going for, taking stuff that you might already have in your freezer, like ground beef. Quite a few people already have ground beef, and turning it into a new and fun recipe. And Angie has this list of As Seen on TV recipes, and one of them on there is country style barbecue short ribs. We just had someone last week call and say, I have short ribs. I don't know what to do with them. So just something easy, fun. We have a Bloody Bull margarita mixed drink recipe on there, too, that uses beef stock. something that I know I certainly wouldn't have thought of when making a, maybe some sort of Bloody Mary for a tailgating event. But there's all different ways to incorporate beef in your diet.
Yeah, now I'm thirsty and hungry. Thank you, Galen.
I'll mark that down, too. A drink to go and a slider.
When it comes to the, as far as like the virtual class, do people need to register for that?
They do, and they can register right there on beeftips.com, and you can register basically right up until Thursday. The benefit of registering earlier is that we send out the shopping list and the recipe, so you'll want to get that in your hands sooner rather than later. We start sending those out the Friday before our classes because people said we want the weekend to be able to shop for these, but I mean, we'll certainly send them out as people continue to register. And they've made it incredibly easy where they even break down which sections of the grocery store you need to go to for these, like where, what's in the produce section that you need, what's in the meat case that you need, what's over in the dry goods area that you need. And like I said, the recipe as well, so that you can go out, buy those, and cook along with us, and you have supper for your family. And these classes take less than an hour to do. So, I mean, you're going to have supper, dinner, and entertainment right there.
Well said. And one, as long as we're talking a little classroom-like, I did want to mention, too, that the 2022-23 Beef in the Classroom Grant Program.
Yes. That program has been phenomenal and so well-received in Wisconsin. What we do, essentially, is we reach out to family consumer science teachers because we know that they're working with a budget, and we say that we have funds available that if they go out and purchase beef and incorporate that in their classroom, we will reimburse them up to an amount. And to be honest, James, we were overwhelmed this fall with applications that came through. We've received more than we ever had before of teachers saying that they want to do this and they want to include this in their classroom. And what's the most fun is going through and reading the evaluations that come back from these teachers. You know, we have teachers in Milwaukee whose students have never tasted a steak before, and they have the opportunity to cook and eat a steak for the first time. We have some classrooms where they go as basic as teaching their students how to brown ground beef. You know, as they're getting older, maybe they're home by themselves after school and want to cook something up, and they have their go-to foods, but why not introduce them to a protein that'll help keep them full and give them that zinc and iron that they need to have those thriving bodies and minds? And so it's just really heartwarming when you see the skill sets that they're teaching to these students, and we're giving them the resources that they need for cooking as well as the resources that they need for learning how this beef is raised. And we do, I even go to it. So if you go on beeftips.com, people are going to be sick of me saying that website name, but on the bottom of the page, there's a Beef in the Classroom tab. You don't have to only be an educator to go on there and click teacher resources, because there's a lot of things compiled there, recipes and cooking, cattle production, beef nutrition, and there's also some self-guided and online learning that's not limited to high school students. We have our Masters of Beef Advocacy program there, so if you want to go around and brag that you have your MBA, you can go through and complete that course. It's free, it's self-guided, it takes about 2.5 or 3 hours to do, so there's just a lot of contents on there that people can go to if they're just curious.
When we were talking about the directory, I wanted to also encourage people to, if you don't see your farm on there, that you may, you can get your farm on there. There's a way to add to the directory, correct, Caitlin?
There is, and I'm so glad that you said that, James. So on the right-hand side of that page, we have a big black box that says, join the local beef directory. And so if you're direct marketing your beef right from your farm, or maybe you go to your local farmer's market every Saturday and sell it there and want to give people the information for how to find you, just hit join now, and it's going to take you to a form, and you'll go through and fill out the information. And what's most important on here is that you clarify what you're comfortable with sharing. Some farms want to share their full farm address, their phone number, and have that up there that's open and available for people to see. Other farms say, hey, you know, put my email out there. If people want beef, they can contact me, but keep the address just as like city only so that people don't have my direct address. So we want to make it as easy as possible for farmers to list post their information. And I do want to encourage them too, because this is still fairly new to us. If you encounter any questions or issues when you're filling out that form, please reach out to us. Or if there's a category on that form that you think, or on that form that you think that we're missing, you know, like, hey, I have my Facebook and Instagram link on there, but you guys should add on there a spot for my TikTok link, maybe your TikTok farmer, or just something on there that you want to get more information out there to the consumer.
And speaking of getting that information, I want to encourage people to sign up for the newsletter as well.
Yes. So if you go on the bottom of our website again, there's a chance to sign up for our consumer e-newsletter. It only comes out once a month, so you will not be overwhelmed. But that's where we send out those As Seen on TV recipes. So go down the bottom, monthly recipe newsletter, click on that, and we'll get you those recipes, some good ideas for themes for the month. You know, I'm pretty sure next month we're probably going to be doing more of those comfort foods, slow cookers. And we'll also send out information about the virtual cooking classes on that list, so if you're curious about that. So scroll down to the bottom of beefhiptips.com, click on monthly recipe newsletter, and it's that easy to sign up, and you'll be getting beef recipes in your inbox.
And, you know, there's, whether it is the newsletter or a classroom session or just learning a new recipe, all of this stuff adds up to hopefully maybe we spark some minds and these young people, and they want to get into the ag industry. They want to get into farming or continue with farming. They, at the very least, grow an empathy and appreciation for our farmers and our ag industry. And the more you know about that, the better. There's nothing but positives with any of this.
Absolutely. And people are so interconnected with the ag industry, and they may not even realize it. We were doing a workshop with a meat processing group, and they showed this pinwheel that shows where we are now and where we could be if we're interested in entering, let's say, a career in the meat sector. And even if you're not, how closely they're connected. You know, maybe you're in high school right now and you have your first dog walking job. Mm-hmm. And it starts getting you thinking about animal health and animal nutrition. And maybe next thing you know it, you're working for a pet food brand company and you're incorporating beef into that pet brand food. It's just incredible all the different ways that we're all connected to food, fuel, and fiber, because we wake up every day and we eat and we get dressed, and a lot of us drive to our jobs, and we're utilizing those outputs that the agriculture industry provides.
Well said, as always, Caitlin. If people have follow-up questions, they want to get a hold of you, how can they do that?
They can go to that beeftips.com and click on the About Us page, and you'll find our staff members there that you can click. I want to contact Caitlin, send her the questions that you have, or if you don't feel like doing all that, just feel free to shoot me an email. It's kriley@beeftips.com, and I'd be happy to have that conversation with you.
Always appreciate the time, Caitlin. Say hi to the team over there for us. You have a great day.
You too, James, and I'll put in your order for a slider and a bloody.
Thank you for that. Thank you. We'll talk soon. Take care. Big thank you again to Caitlin Riley there for joining us, Director of Communications and Outreach with the Wisconsin Beef Council. Encourage you to check out all the things we were just talking about. We'll take a break. We'll come back and have some more fun. We got our friends from the United Way coming up here on Morning Magazine at WFHR.